Morning. So today's reading is going to be from 1 John chapter 4. It's from verse 7, and if you want to follow it on the church in the church Bibles, it's on page 1227. God's love and ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke, in case you don't know. So, the greatest thing in the world, I'm sure you'll agree with me, is to know that you are loved. In fact, I believe that deep down, every person asks the same question every day of their lives. Am I loved? Now, when we think of love, we often think of romantic things, romantic love, the eros that we looked at earlier. We think of roses and chocolates and butterflies in our tummies. We can even think of, I've got a couple of pictures up here, when Flynn saved Rapunzel. Or we think of, next one, Nala nuzzling Simba. The beast releasing Belle. Or we think of Lady sharing with the tramp. We even think of Will Turner embracing Elizabeth Swan. And I quite like Wally finding Eve. And what about Tarzan exploring with Jane? And lastly, we remember Carl from Up hugging his lovely wife, Ellie. All of these things can make us think of love, but what does love actually mean? Now, before we're going to look at that question in detail, I want to ask you another question. Do you know, do you believe that you are loved? I don't know if you find it easy or you find it difficult to believe that you are loved, but I want to encourage you today that God, our Heavenly Father, loves you unconditionally. Unconditional love comes from God. In fact, God is love, and we only love because God loved us first. Now, how much do you think God loves you? Do you think he loves you, next slide, this much, like a good friend loves another friend? Yeah, God could love us like that. Or do you think he could love us like that? A wife and husband growing old. Yes, he loves us till we die. And do you think he might love us even beyond that? Yes. This is my last picture. Do you think God loves us this much? Yes. God demonstrated the greatest act of love in the Bible, according to the Bible, in Jesus' death on the cross, for the sake of a people who had rejected him. It was God's undeserved love for the unlovely. God's undeserved love for the unlovely. Now, when you hear me ask you the question, how much does God love us? I want you to respond by saying, this much. See how far you can stretch out your arms without touching or hurting somebody next to you. How much does God love us? We remember Jesus dying for us on the cross. Next slide. God's love is beyond our understanding. That's why we looked at the word agape. Agape love is selfless. It is unconditional. It is sacrificial, undeserved, unmerited, and unwavering. Now, I'm going to illustrate that with a little bit of a competition. And I need two volunteers to come and help me. And if you especially love blowing bubbles, you might love this competition. All right, we're going to start with a boy and a girl. So, Callum and Abby, you come and you'll be my first. Now, I think I'm going to do it like this. Abby, I need you to blow bubbles. And Callum, I need you to count how many bubbles she's blowing. So try to keep a count just in your head. You can count out loud if it helps you. But Abby's going to blow bubbles until I say stop. Okay? Hold it. Why don't you guys turn around so everybody can see you blowing the bubbles. Are you ready to watch and count? Go. As much as you can. And stop. How many did you count, Callum?
One.
How many do you think there were?
Billions.
Should we, Abby, how many bubbles do you think you blew?
1,000.
Okay, let's start with 1,000. Now, I'm going to get some other people on stage to compete with you and see if they can blow even more bubbles. So, Matthew. And I'm going to need a slightly older person to keep count. Do you want to give it a go, Scarlett? Come on. Okay, well, hold on before you blow. You're going to get another bubble pot because you're going to do it at the same time. And Callum, Abby's going to keep blowing, so you need to keep counting her bubbles while Scarlett counts how many bubbles Matthew's blowing. Why don't you just stand on that side next to Scott? It is inside. Got it? Ready, steady, go. Blow a little bit slower because your counters need to keep up. And stop. How many?
100.
So we've got 1,100 so far for these guys. How many did you count? Oh, sorry, how many did you
count? 52.
52, well done, good counting. What about, should we make it even more tougher and get some more people to come and blow some bubbles with us? Yes, let's go get our last two volunteers. Jakey, you come blow bubbles, and Amy, you come and count the bubbles.
Okay. Amy counting, Jakey blowing. You got it? Good to hold the pot. Okay.
Everybody, hold on, hold on, hold on. Ready, steady, go. No slower, Matthew. And stop. All right, how many bubbles did you count this time?
I think 20.
20, so that's 1,120 we've got so far for you guys. How many did you count?
41.
41 and?
82.
82 plus the 52 from before. So that gives us
134.
Oh, well done, you were quicker than me.
So who's our winning team, guys? It's actually Abby and Callum, but hold on. I think something's a little bit unfair. What do you think's unfair about this competition, Matthew?
That they didn't count quick enough and they weren't actually counting it.
And they just made up a number.
They may have 1,000.
And you think they just made it all up. What about the fact that they didn't start from zero when they started blowing?
Is that right,
They just kept on adding, and you guys had to start from zero. Well, you know what? I've got a little prize for each of you guys that I'm going to give to you at the end of the service. So thank you very much for taking part in this little competition, and I want everybody to give a round of applause, please. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks. Now, they're all going to get the same prize. Do you think that's fair, guys, that they get the same prize? I thought the people with the most bubbles should get the bigger prize. It would be unfair. That's right. Oh, goodness, would you like that water all over your head? So, in our competition today, it didn't matter how many bubbles they blew or how much they achieved or how lucky they were. I decided to give them all the same prize, the same reward. And in our world today, being the best at something or working hard at something can bring you a reward. In some jobs, the longer hours you work, the more money you will be paid. But when we think about God, how much does God love us? Us this much. God's love is the same for everyone. Jesus died on the cross for each of us. And whoever we are, whether we work or we don't work, whether we are rich or poor, whether we are clever or sporty or artistic, whether we have a nice home, a nice family, and all the things that we want, or whether we struggle and we find life difficult, God loves each of us. And the best prize that we could ever hope for is His agape love. People might criticize you, and the world might tell you that you have to do all sorts of things to fit in. But your Heavenly Father says, I made you. I love you. You belong to me. How much does God love us? I'm going to end by praying for us all together. Loving God, we thank you that you love all human beings. The most powerful rulers, the most humble and poor. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for each of us so we can be forgiven and set free. We thank you that you love us no matter what we are or what we do. May you fill us today with your agape love so that we can know deep down that we are loved. In Jesus' name, amen.